Second, to develop new recommendations to inform future UNHCR NGO collaborations to address protection and solutions challenges related to localization and climate action. And third, to feed into globally driven processes such as the UNHCR Strategic Framework for Climate Action and preparations for the second Global Refugee Forum. The main achievement of the consultations was the development of the recommendations reflecting a collective understanding that while the localization principle has been widely endorsed, the modalities to develop localized responses to traditional crises and to prepare ourselves for other drivers of displacement must take root in a more expeditious, concerted manner, and it must also go beyond merely directing limited amount of resources to national NGOs. On the topic of localization, UNHCR and NGO representatives discuss the challenges, opportunities, and good practices linked to the recognition of organizations led by forcibly displaced people and their existing capacity, the role of local organization in influencing national and international policies, and UNHCR approach to meaningful engagement, including in funded partnerships. All sessions identify lack of funding, training, awareness, and capacity as the underlying barriers to meaningful engagement, with the need to promote organizations led by forcibly displaced and stateless persons, marginalized groups, and other local actors as equal partners. The importance of partnerships based on solidarity and trust was in fact highlighted as a way to address the risk related to funding locally led refugee responses. Less restrictive approaches to initiatives led by forcibly displaced people was therefore the most emphasized recommendations, coupled with the need for multi-year funding and reduced transaction costs. Local organizations have specific knowledge on the nuanced problems faced by their immediate communities and are exceptionally placed to provide an appropriate response. This was demonstrated through some good practices, such as refugee-led capacity strengthening for other local actors, refugee-led funding consortia, and platform for engaging with refugee-led initiatives. Two of the main recommendations, therefore, focus on support for increased participation of refugees and local organizations in advocacy policy making, emphasizing the need of structural changes for the recognition of refugee-led initiatives within the national frameworks and addressing issues such as language barriers and the use of humanitarian jargon in coordination fora. While UNHCR efforts on localization were recognized, UNHCR is urged to be more transparent about its initiatives to achieve this agenda. Representatives of different local NGOs, consortia, and networks promoted further advancement in decentralization and encouraged UNHCR to better disseminate ideas, resources, and skills from headquarters to field, and encourage UNHCR to better disseminate, headquarters to field, regional bureaus and national offices. Member states are strongly encouraged to advance their localization agenda through delivering on grand bargain commitment, which includes ensuring increased funding and support for initiatives led by refugees, asylum seekers, internally displaced and stateless persons, so that they can expand services delivery to targeted group. Thank you.
Thank you, Baha.